Hey guys, my name is Julia Watkins, and this is my very first podcast. I'm so stoked to be recording it. I definitely plan to do more in the future. Today I'm going to be talking about the five main red flags to look out for if you think you may be dealing with a narcissistic person. So let's just dive right in. I grew up with a narcissistic mother, and it had very lifelong effects on my life. I've had a very challenging time overcoming the mental obstacles that come along with that, but I now have dedicated my life to empowering specifically women in overcoming narcissistic abusive relationships, whether they're romantic or a parent. So the five main red flags to look out for if you are dealing with a person like this is, first of all, your words are used against you. Things will be brought up from the past. You know, you're never good enough. Everything you do will basically be twisted and perverted and turned against you. Number two, they pose as helpers, but their help honestly makes you miserable. They think they're helping. You think they're helping. They're really not helping. Number three, they make you feel ashamed or guilty all the time, like consistently. Again, you're never good enough. And that leads us to number four, which is you feel like you're constantly walking on eggshells. That is literally the worst feeling in the world. The last one is you are unhappy in the relationship, whether it's romantic or a parent, yet you fear losing it, and therefore you don't want to walk away because you're afraid. So my advice to you, if you are experiencing narcissistic abuse, is to find time alone in nature, or somewhere peaceful, and start allowing yourself to get in touch with your intuition. Distance yourself from the narcissist, and definitely get a therapist, a coach, or both. Immediately. And that's what I did. I have invested thousands and thousands of dollars into myself, through therapy and different life coaches. And it has been the best thing I ever spent my money on. And I am a completely different person after investing in myself. I cannot recommend doing that enough. So I just completed a project, an emotional abuse awareness project that I posted on YouTube. It kind of conveys the brainwashing that comes with narcissistic abuse, and I highly recommend you watching it if you have experienced this kind of emotional manipulation. You can find it on my website, which is www.juliawatkinslifecoach.com. I'm also working on a self-love video or vlog next, and I'm going to be also doing a self-love workshop here in Kentucky. But if you don't live in Kentucky, everything is going to be in that video. That I'll be working on, or that I'll be doing in the workshop. So you'll definitely have access to everything that I have to say about that, because self-love is very instrumental, in my opinion, in overcoming narcissistic abuse. So find me on Instagram, Julia Watkins Life Coach. Find me on Facebook. You can email me, juliawatkinslifecoach@gmail.com. I cannot wait to hear from you, and I have dedicated my life towards helping others overcome this kind of abuse. So I'm here for you. Love you guys. Bye.